కంచన్ గౌరంగీ రాజే బృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభాను సుతే దేవి రణమామే హరి ప్రియ. We have come to Manasar. This holy place has specially revealed to us the power of pure love. Krishna tells in Gita, Bhakti Avam Abhishanati Yavan Yashtasmi Tattvada. We can only know him as he is through bhakti, through devotion. Srimati Radharani is the origin, the source, and the supreme reservoir of all devotion. When Krishna was performing the crescendo of all of his pastimes, it was Rasalila on the Bamsi tree, he played the fifth note of his flute, Bamsi. Through the whole of that flute, he poured the love of his heart. And when it entered into the ears of the gopis and penetrated to the very core of their hearts, they surrendered. Sarva dharmam pratyaya mam ekam sharanam vritta. Aham vam sarva pabhyo chayi salimasicha. The Lord Gita Krishna tells the perfection of all dharma. His rule and in all varieties of religion is surrender. Unconditionally, with pure love to the will of the Lord. Gopi gave up everything without even a second thought. There was no consideration, no attachment for anything from his creation. Only the desire to please Krishna. Life, death, humiliation, poverty, these were all just superficial concepts that couldn't even touch their hearts, even their minds. Only one thing. What will please Krishna? In the forest of Vrindavan, Krishna met them. And began his rasa dance. But suddenly Krishna left the gopis. For the one supreme gopi, Shri Radharani. She knew that Krishna, it was his desire that he could be alone with her. She was only for his pleasure. And although he had the power to make every single gopi think I'm dancing only with you, he disappeared to meet with Srimati Radharani. but then he left her. She went to Harani in separation, the anger of separation. She came here and she wept. The tears of Shatipa's love in separation from Krishna formed this lake. It is called Manasarovar. It is the liquefied form of Srimati Maharani's love. Krishna came here. He was searching everywhere for Srimati Maharani. And when he found her here on the banks of Manasarovar, and he saw the lake of tears that she shed in love for him, he would conquer her. But for his pleasure, she would speak to him. When he placed his head, which was bedecked with his peacock feather, upon her lotus feet, the supreme controller of all controllers revealed to us that he himself is conquered, controlled by the love of Srimati Radharani. As the gopis surrendered everything for Krishna, Krishna surrendered it to the gopis. The Rasa Lila was taking place regularly in Vrindavan Forest. The greatest of all the devatas is Mahadev, Lord Shiva. He is the Lord of material creation. And he's also the destroyer of material creation. There are unlimited stories about the glories of Lord Shiva. In fact, a large portion of those who follow the Vedic tradition, or what is today called Hinduism, they worship Lord Shiva as the Supreme. And since time that cannot be traced out, there has been debates and arguments and conflict between the Vaishnavas, the Shivas, over who is supreme. When Lord Nityananda Prabhu is performing his tour of the holy place, he came to Kanchipuram, where there's a magnificent temple of Lord Shiva. And there's also a magnificent temple of Lord Vishnu. And they become like two towns in one, Shiva Kanchi and Vishnu Kanchi. Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu love each other more than anything. Lord Shiva is declared as Vaishnava Chandra, the greatest of all Vaishnavas. And because he is the greatest Lord of all Vaishnavas, the Supreme Lord loves to worship his own devotee. That philosophy is a Vaishnava, where Lord Shri Ramchandra, Vishnu himself, had seat to make a Shiva Lingam, and Lord Ram personally worshiped that lingam. He washed the feet of Sukhama Vipra. Lord loves to worship his devotee. And who is Lord Shiva? is Vishnu, he is Krishna, in a particular role that he takes as a demigod. They are simultaneously one and different. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Krishna himself, he worshipped Shiva in all temples. Shiva temples. He was worshipping him as the greatest of all devotees. When people worship Shiva as a demigod for material benedictions, we consider that to be real worship. When people worship Lord Shiva as Muktina, the giver of impersonal mukti, we consider that unfavorable for pure bhakti. But when devotees worship Lord Shiva for pure love, we consider that perfect and complete. Shiva and Vishnu are most intimate, one, in love. When Nityananda Prabhu saw Shivas and Vajnavas and Shiva are fighting over who's better. And you know what he did? Laughed at their ignorance and went on to the next place. Hare Krishna. Lord Shiva came to Vrindavan. He wanted to participate in the Rasalila, knowing that there is no more intimate expression of spiritual perfection than the relationship between Krishna and the gopis of Vrindavan. Just close to you, where the children of Gopal's garden and all other children there have been festival. It's only a few minutes away. But because the children are there, you're not allowed to go. They're having picnic and festival. It's called Shivan or Baalvan. It's called Baalvan because many Baal fruits were growing there at the time of Krishna, Balaram, and Gopas. And they would play many games with those Baal fruits. Probably not cricket. Sorry to tell you. More transcendental game. It is called Shrivan because Lakshmi Devi herself, she understood that the Rasalila is the ultimate perfection of all spiritual of all spiritual goals. There's no time, there's nothing deeper, there's nothing more inclusive than the love of the gopis for Krishna. And rest so deeply in the Rasalila, she wanted to participate. She came to Brahman to perform tapasya austerities in order to enter into the Rasalila. But the gopi told Lakshmi, goddess fortune, that because of her Aishwarya Bhava, her attention to seeing the Supreme Lord as her consort and as the supreme worshipable person, that was the mood of the Rasalila. If she wanted to enter into the Rasalila, she had to renounce her post as the goddess of fortune. She had to milk cows with her own hands, make cow dung patties, carry them on her head in a basket, and become a simple gopi with no position, no official situation, and just love Krishna as a cowherd boy. Lakshmi could not do that. which he was not given entrance into the Rasa-lila. But out of honor and respect, the gopis gave her only mouth. From Trivan, she could see the Rasa-lila with her eyes across the Yamuna River and worship it within the core of her heart. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in South India at the house of Padmavata, when Padmavata was a worshipper of Lakshmi and Narayan, Lord Chaitanya said to him that you are worshipping Lakshmi and Narayan, but your Lakshmi herself, she was performing great austerities. And even Vaikuntha and left Narayan because she wanted to see the Rasa-lila of Krishna. And Katapata said, that is true. Krishna's Rasa-lila is the sweetest, the highest, the most inclusive of all pastimes, but there's no fault in Lakshmi because Krishna's her husband. He's far different than Narayan. Lord Chaitanya said, that is true, that the one, but still. You should chant Hare Krishna. And his son became Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who lived the majority of his life as one of the Goswamis in the very place where Krishna performed this fasting. So Lord Shiva, he understood there is nothing more glorious than the love of the gopis for Krishna. And he wanted to participate somehow or other in that Rasa-lila. So he approached Lalita Sakhi, because you cannot approach Krishna directly. We approach Krishna through Krishna's dear devotees. She explained to Lord Shiva that in Rasa-lila there's only one man, that is Krishna. Everyone else is female. Not only female, but females who have that spontaneous, natural love of a gopi. So Lord Shiva, you're a male, and you're Ishwara. You're Ishwara, that means you're the Lord. But he longed so much. He was willing to give up his post as Lord Shiva. He was willing to give up his post as Ishwara, as the controller of everything, if he could just have the bhava, the love of a gopi, and participate in the Rasa-lila. Lalita Sakhi told him how his wish could be fulfilled. Across Yamuna is Man Sarovar. This lake is filled with the tears of Sri Radha's love. Go there. Chant the holy names of Sri Radha Shamsunda. Meditate on their lotus feet. Pray. Pray for Radharani's mercy. And then take your bath in Man Sarovar. Lord Shiva, came right where all of you are sitting today. In fact, he's still here, watching and listening. He prayed with tears in his eyes for Srimati Radharani's mercy. And then, with a very humble and devoted heart, he submerged his body in the nectaring waters of Manasarovar. when he emerged from underwater, he had received the bath of a gopi. With this gopi form, as the sweet rich girl of Vrindavan crossed over the Yamuna and came to the Ras Mandala, the place where Sri Ras lived his place. And Radha, Radha Gopinath, they were so happy to see him. Radharani embraced him and greeted him like a gopi. Krishna accepted him as a gopi, but still it was Lord Shiva. It is said that he had a sari and nose ring and all gopi bats and other ornaments, but still there was a little crescent moon. So they offered him the position of the guardian of the rasa. Because you know, in every holy dham of Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva is Kshetrapala. He is the protector of the dham. You go to Mayapur, you go to Ayodhya, you go to Dwarka, to protect the holy dham and protect the pastimes of the Lord from intruders, Lord Shiva is always there. So Radha Gopinath assigned Lord Shiva in his gopi form to be Gopeshwar Mahadev, the guardian of the Rasa Leela. And no one can enter into the Rasa Leela until they are first inspected by Gopeshwar Mahadev and approved. From Bhadranath, the great grandson of Lord Krishna, was making deities, revealing deities in different positions. One of the prominent deities that manifested Gopeshwar Mahadev has been there for over 5,000 years. The deity of Lord Shiva, who is the protector of the Rasa-lila, the guardian of the Rasa-lila, whose mercy and blessings we must receive to see the Rasa-lila, or to really understand the Rasa-lila. And all of our Goswamis, especially Sanatana Goswami, they perform very deep loving devotion to Gopeshwar Mahadev, one of the prominent of all temples in all of Rajbhumi. In fact, on Shivratri, all the Goswami family from all the seven temples of Vrindavan, Radha Govinda, Radha Raman, Radha Tamana, they all have a schedule of the whole family, and all wives and children, pujaris, Radha Madan Mohan, they all come to offer their worship and love to Lord Shiva, Gopeshwar Mahadev. This is the power of this place, Mansarovar. It has given Mahadev, the greatest of the gods, the ultimate fulfillment of his ultimate wish for the love of the residents of Vrindavan. We have come here for this purpose also. To pray for that love, to pray to be the servant of the servant of the servant of those who possess that love, and to take the sacred waters of Mansarovar and sprinkle it upon our head, and take the ashram with this prayer, the prayer of pure devotion. Thank you very much. Let us bow our heads and offer this prayer at this time.